Pfizer says it plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration for authorization to provide a booster dose of its vaccine. The company says getting a third shot within a year of the first two would increase immunity and protect against some of the most worrisome variants. But in an unusual move, the CDC and the FDA immediately released a statement saying that fully vaccinated Americans still don't need a booster. So with a vaccine maker recommending a booster shot and the government saying not so fast, let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez. He's co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, and he joins us today by Skype. Doctor, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
So Pfizer is saying that a booster can increase protective antibodies by 5 to 10 times and that the first two doses start to lose effect after about 6 months. But there have also been other studies that we've reported on that show long-lasting immunity from these vaccines. So help us make sense of all this and how we should interpret it.
Yeah, and the truth is it's all true. The problem is this is why we don't like doing science by press release, because remember when multinational companies send out press releases, they're not writing it for you or for me. They're writing it for their shareholders, and the goal is to jack up stock prices. And that press release was written, like all their other press releases, were written in a very confusing way. And then it requires people like myself to do damage control for a few days after this. So it does get a little bit frustrating. So here's the thing. I've been saying for a number of months that ultimately a third dose of either the Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna vaccine may be needed to really jack up the virus neutralizing antibodies and other T and B cell responses in order to make us more resilient against all the variants that are emerging globally, in part because we're doing such a terrible job in vaccinating Africa and Latin America and Southeast Asia, which is a whole nother issue that we have to address. But the point is, it's not surprising to hear that we may need a third immunization to give us long-lasting and more durable protection. The problem is, I don't know that we necessarily need to do this because of the Delta variant, because the two doses seem to be giving pretty robust protection. So they quote the 64% protection coming out of Israel. Yes, but in Britain, it's been around 88%, Scotland, close to 80%, Canada, 87%. So there's still a lot of studies to look through. So that's a point. And the next is, I'm a little surprised that they would use an emergency use authorization to pursue a boost. I've never seen anything quite like that. I understand the time pressures and the urgencies for doing emergency use authorization initially, but now we should be moving to full approval, and then the mechanisms for going through the need for a boost is carefully orchestrated through CDC and FDA, and I think we should be following those processes. So it's, yes, I do think we ultimately will need a third immunization. I don't know that we need to do it now, and I don't know that we need to do it against the Delta variant, if that makes any sense.
All right. I think it does. So we may need a booster, but it's not clear whether we need it right now. On the other hand, it's possible that Pfizer is right, that the time is of the essence here, because for many first responders, you know, they got vaccinated back in December or January, and it's now July.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did as well. But, you know, they don't really present evidence that again, this is why we don't like doing this by press release, that immunity truly is waning. Even if virus neutralizing antibodies are declining, you know, work by people like Akiko Iwasaki at Yale and others have shown that we've got memory B cells and memory T cells. There are a lot of other elements that go into protective immunity to at least over the long term in terms of durability of protection. So I'm not convinced that immunity really has waned. And this is something that we're going to – and part of the problem also is the CDC needs to do a somewhat better job at following up on breakthrough infections to really see how common this phenomenon is.
Right. So tell me, how will we know? When will we know whether a booster is necessary?
Well, I think we'll know over, you know, we're going to get a much better sense now in the next few weeks, because the Delta variant is sweeping through the country, and tragically, so many young adults and middle-aged adults have been defiant of vaccines. We know they're going to get very sick, and so far what we've seen is that more than 99%, maybe 99.5% of those hospitalized have been or tragically lost their lives have been unvaccinated individuals. So I think we're already seeing that so far the vaccine looks like it's holding up pretty well against Delta.
Dr. Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.